the runt. Hera was pregnant when the gods moved to Olympus. She could not have been more satisfied. Her ambition was to bear Zeus children of such majestic power, strength, and beauty that her place as Queen of Heaven would be assured for eternity. She knew that Zeus had a roving eye, and she was determined not to let any other parts of him rove too. First, she would give birth to the greatest of the gods, a boy whom she would call Hephaestus, and Zeus would marry her properly and submit himself forever to her will. This was her plan. The plans of the immortals, however, are as subject to the cruel tricks of Moros as are the plans of mortals. When her time came, Hera lay down, and Hephaestus was born. To her dismay, the child turned out to be so swarthy, ugly, and diminutive that after one disgusted glance, she snatched him up and hurled him down the mountainside. The other gods watched the wailing baby bounce once off a cliff and then disappear into the sea. A terrible silence fell. We will find out what happened to Hephaestus soon enough, but for the moment let us stay on Olympus, where Hera soon became pregnant by Zeus again. This time she took every care to look after herself, eating healthy foods and exercising gently but regularly in accordance with all the approved precepts and practices of pregnancy and parturition. She wanted a proper son, not a runt fit only to be thrown away.